Welcome again to another side episode of the Magnificent Vibes podcast, aka MVP, where we talk about sports, music, media, and stuff that you might or might not care about. Now, ever since my picks recording, right after I did all my picks, all of the dumpster fire news about the Bears dropped, and I was on my way to work, so I couldn't really stop and record and give my thoughts on what happened with everything that transpired with the Bears. Now, that's not my purpose for this particular side episode, to talk about the defensive coordinator's situation, because that's a whole podcast episode within itself. I'm sure we'll probably talk about that next week during our next episode, since I know Ian likes, he doesn't really watch football like that, but when it comes to those kind of juicy topics with football, he definitely likes to jump on that. So I'll probably throw that one in the syllabus. But in regards to this episode, it's clearly, as you can see in the thumbnail, about the Bears dumpster fire season that has started so far. And the part of the fire that I'm going to be addressing is the Justin Fields situation. Now, Justin Fields came out on Wednesday, September 20th, as of this recording, 2023, that he was not satisfied with how he was being used in the offense, saying that he felt robotic within the offensive scheme that the Bears have been putting out there, courtesy of Luke Getsy, who is the offensive coordinator. And he also mentioned the fact that he just can't be himself in this offense that is being used. Now, last year, we all know Justin Fields was basically breaking records, rushing records, right? But the narrative about Justin Fields up until this point has always been about, can he pass the football? Can he throw the football? Can he make the intermediate stuff count in a game? Can he sit in a pocket and throw an accurate pass on a slant or maybe a in and out route, whatever the case may be? I'm not a big expert when it comes to running plays and things of that nature, but I have been one of the biggest Justin supporters since he's been drafted. Now, I'm not a college football fan. I didn't watch Justin Fields in college. My happiness came because, hey, this is a black quarterback. We rarely seen black quarterbacks in the NFL, not in the NFL, but on the Chicago Bears. Haven't seen a black quarterback on the Chicago Bears since Cordell Stewart, right? And, you know, there are other black quarterbacks. I think it was one more black quarterback. I think he was like in the early 80s. Mentioned it in the comments section. I really can't really think of him right now. But he's actually the only quarterback that's responsible for dropping a 60-piece on the Green Bay Packers in the early 80s. But that's another topic for another day. Back to Justin Fields. My thoughts on this whole situation. I know Justin came out and retracted statements saying that he wasn't blaming coaching for the reason why he was playing poorly. But here are my thoughts. I always felt that the Bears have not used Justin Fields very well throughout his tenure. And I know Matt Nagy, when he came in, Matt Nagy didn't design the offense to cater to Justin Fields. And that whole thing was a disaster. But they have a Ferrari in the garage and they're treating it like a Honda Accord, pretty much. That's what the Bears organization has done with Justin Fields. And my thoughts in regards what I want out of my quarterback is different from what many Bears fans crave for. Many Bears fans, they want a Peyton Manning. They want a Tom Brady. They want a Aaron Rodgers looking quarterback, because that's what we've been accustomed to seeing kicking our butts on a weekly basis. And so when we don't get that in Chicago, we get something totally different, like a Jay Cutler, who was a more of a gunslinger, didn't care where he throw it mentality. We're not satisfied. Then we get a game managing quarterback. Well, he doesn't do enough. We need a quarterback that's going to break a game open. Tired of winning because we're relying on the defense. Then we get here Justin Fields, who's out there breaking rushing records, right? doing amazing things on the field athletically. And as Bears fans, we're still not satisfied. We still want a Kirk Cousins. We still want a Justin Herbert, a guy that's just going to sit in there and just pick apart a defense. And that's the traditional way of how football should be won. But you know who broke that tradition? Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes shows that he can use both his arms and his legs to outthink a defense, all right? And he's won two championships because of that. And that's why I appreciate a quarterback like Mahomes, because he defies that tradition, that old school mentality of, well, you know, you got to sit in the pocket and throw the football, or else you're not going to win a championship. No, he defied that. You can do both and win a championship. Now, in Justin Fields' case, not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes, but if the Bears just let Justin Fields be who he is and was last year, I think we will be 2-0 right now. I do with my heart of hearts. I think we would be 2-0 not right now, but we're not, because the coaching is not good. And on top of that, I watched a video breaking down Justin Fields' film from his game against Tampa. And so many people were criticizing the play calling, the route running, saying these routes don't make sense. Before these wide receivers can get open, there's already players in the backfield, defensive backs in the backfield, sacking Justin Fields before wide receivers can even get into their moves. So why are we teaching this 5-step, 7-step drop for a quarterback that really never did that? Just let him react off two reads and draw some plays that cater to him. And then if you want to add more things and get more creative, then you can do that. But the screen passes, the constant having him sit back there and hit somebody. No, having him out there overthinking, worried about making a mistake, it's only going to get him killed. And that's the thing that Justin Fields has been complaining about. And you can tell, you can see it in his face. Now, do I agree with him calling out coaching on national TV? Absolutely not. I do not condone that. But I don't blame him for it, because since he's been there, he has not been used to his strengths. Now, you can sit there and argue whether or not he's our future, right? Or he's a franchise quarterback. That's an argument for another day. But this is what we got. Patrick Mahomes ain't walking through that door. Deshaun Watson ain't walking through that door. Bears fans, let's stop crying about the Trubisky thing, okay? We have Justin Fields right now. What are we going to do with him? Oh, I know what the Bears are going to do with him. They're going to obliterate his confidence. And you know what's going to happen? He's going to be so defeated that when it comes time where we have to release Justin Fields because we have to move on as an organization and find another quarterback, he's going to go somewhere and get rejuvenated by a team he really wants to be with, a team that really wants to cater to his strengths, and watch him be successful somewhere else. And I promise you that. I promise you that. And that's my rant. Just the one time the Bears get it right with their quarterback situation, they still mess it up. And that's why I cannot stand this organization. This is why I hate waking up on a Sunday afternoon knowing that my team is going to lose every week. It's frustrating. It's frustrating. It starts with the top, ladies and gentlemen. It's not, the quarterback is not the problem. The quarterback is not the problem. It's the organization. And that's why it's hard for me to root for this team. And I'm just going to come to a time where I'm just going to be neutrally, or being neutral in my watch viewing of football, and just watch football for the love of it. Because that's where I love football. I have my I have my thoughts about the NFL and behind the scenes and all that. I'm not blind to some of the corrupt things that are going on in the NFL, but I'm a football fan. I've been a football fan first before anything, okay? I know how to separate that from what goes on behind the scenes, because technically, all sports are the same. They're ran by corrupt people no matter what league it is. It's just that the NFL is the biggest league in America, and that all of their flaws is going to get highlighted more than the MLB, than the NBA, than the NHL. That's it. Y'all can at me if y'all want to. I don't care. But I'm going to continue to watch football because I love the game. And I'm very passionate about what I watch. I'm passionate about my picks. And I'm passionate about this kid, Justin Fields, not getting ruined by this organization, which is going to happen. And we're going to continue to carry this legacy that the Bears organization is created to ruin wide receivers, ruin offenses, pretty much. Because nobody, we've never heard of good offenses here in Chicago. We're known for our defense. That's it. And we're going to continue to keep being known for our defense for as long as the Bears focus on that part and get that part right, which as of late, they haven't even gotten that part right because they're getting washed on offense. They're getting washed on defense. So I don't know what this Bears organization is. I'm done ranting. I hope that things change. They're going to get their butts kicked by Kansas City. We all know that. Let's get off this whole, oh, that's a possibility Justin Fields can pull off a miracle. No, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, Bears fans. I think he will play better in this game, but I still think the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be too much for the Bears to handle. And the Bears are going to start off 0-3 and possibly go 0-5. I don't see their first win coming, maybe against when we play the Raiders weeks from now. Maybe that game. But they ain't won in almost a year, so I don't have confidence that they can win any games at this point because of the situation that they're in. That's enough of me ranting. I'm Rod the Magnificent. I will see you guys next week. We'll be back on the mic. Me, Spook, and Shabazz will be back on the mic next week. And in the meantime, enjoy our previous episode that we just dropped. Very good episode. Check that out. Also, along with my picks. I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.